Golly, I can't believe how nice your mech is and how well it's running. I know it was your father's in the war and you spent forever restoring it. When we were kids, we used to play in it together and run through the targeting simulator. That was the only thing that worked at the time, but now the entire thing is working. I do kind of wish I had been more of a help. When we were kids, I promised I would work with you on restoring it. And I did for a few years. I was a bit of a tomboy then, before my mom made me a proper little lady. I guess I did take to the girly thing pretty well, despite how I was as a kid. Now I'm all about dresses and makeup and dances and the dreamy singers on the radio. But that doesn't mean I'm not still impressed by this mecha. All the other boys were jealous of this thing. Did you see them drooling over it when we parked in the drive-in for cheeseburgers and malt? But all the girls were jealous of me. The best part for me is when Bobby Joe had to fly up to our cockpit in her anti-grav skates and take our order. This mech is so much bigger and more powerful than her boyfriend's. When she air skated back to our cockpit with the food, I thought for a moment she was just gonna dump it on us before she set the tray in place by your window. Yeah, that was the best burger I've ever had, too. And the best malt. There's just something about eating them in a giant robot 80 feet off the ground. All the other mechs are much shorter and massed a lot less years than yours. That boy still challenged you to a race when the drive-in closed, but we left him in the dust. I thought he was gonna arm his weapons for a second there. But he must have scanned your mecha, and that changed his mind real fast. I wouldn't have minded a fight. I know I'd be safe in the cockpit, here beside you. I can feel how powerful your mecha is. This thing got your dad safely through the war. Now I feel safer knowing boys like you are allowed to pilot them in case the Cold War turns hot. Goodness forbid that ever happened, of course. Or even worse, if the Martians came. I know most people don't believe they exist, but they say that the scientists could see little explosions off the surface of Mars just a few days ago. That has to mean there's life out there, doesn't it? Sorry, I didn't mean to distract you from the date. Say, we're not too far away from the Overlook, are we? You know, where all of the other guys bring their mechs and their dates to watch the city below and the stars above. Among other things. I'll bet Bobby Joe and all kinds of other girls from school are there. I'd just love for them to see me with you, and in this thing. Oh, no, I don't mind going at all. I know Daddy told you I was supposed to be home by 10, but I'm young and a little rebellious, and finally being on a date with a boy is really exciting, especially in this mecca, and with my best friend. You could have asked any girl with you on your first night out in the mech. I don't think there's any other girl in the entire town of Grover's Mill that would have turned you down. Not even Bobby Joe, and she's been crushing on the same boy for months now, and dating him even longer. But instead, you asked me. The girl who grew up next door to you, and that you walked to school with every day since we first started school as kids. You even carried my books every single day, even when you were so little and they were so big. I guess I felt I had to pay you back, so I always baked cookies and pies and cakes for you. My apple pie was always your favorite, but then again it did win me the blue ribbon at the county fair 3 years running. We're at the Overlook now. The other boys are moving their mechs out of the way, leaving you the best spot. I can see all the other kids looking at us as you pile it up to the highest point on the hill. Well, I can see most of them. There's a few where their cockpits are closed and kind of fogged over. There must be something wrong with their life support systems. I'm sure you could help with that. But not tonight. I'm not letting you out of my sight until you drop me off at home. Until then, you're all mine. We're at the topmost edge of the Overlook now. How about we open the cockpit a bit and see the stars, the lights above the city? Look, there's even some shooting stars! Those are the biggest ones I've ever seen! We've got the best view anywhere, we have to. What do you mean? No, I do. What can you see from over there that I can't from... you can see me. Now I'm blushing. You probably can't tell with all the makeup I have on. I spent so much time on that. My hair, this blouse and the poodle skirt are both new. I bought the blouse, made the skirt myself. Maybe it's just an inch or two shorter than what the pattern called for, but I was feeling a little bit mischievous when I made it. Well, you're the only one that can see me. Well, your mecha's so big that we're above the level of the other cockpits and the other mechas. Unless one of them uses their hover jets, there's no way for them to see what's going on in the cockpit, even with it open like this. You know, we are on a date. He took me out to the malt shop, and we are at the Overlook, even if it was my idea. We have the most romantic view in the world right here. Did you? Maybe want to make out? It's fine if you don't. I realize I'm just your neighbor and your friend. There's plenty of prettier girls around, or more popular ones. Ones with really bad reputations, too, who would do far more than make out with you without even buying them a nice dinner. Especially with the sweet ride you have. You could have asked one of them out instead, so I feel like I owe you some making out. Well, that, and I kind of want to kiss you right now, if I don't sound like a tramp for saying that. I promise to keep my eyes closed the entire time. In fact, I'll close them right now and turn up my pretty little face to you under the stars in the moonlight. So, that is what kissing is like. That was my first one. Well, the first real boy and girl one. I hope I wasn't too bad. You were great, though. Not that I have anything to compare it to. Other than the back of my hand or the posters of my favorite rock and roll stars. Was I your first, too? The only other girl that really hung around with you before you got this mecha working was me. But I'm sure that's gonna change now. At least you get to say you got to first base with a girl. It's maybe farther than I should let you have gone on the first date, but this is a special occasion. How often does a girl get to ride in a mecha that fought in the war, or that was rebuilt over the course of a decade? And, since it is a special occasion, I guess I could help you celebrate it even better. Like, second base better? I don't want you to get the wrong idea about me. I really am a nice and modest girl, with this blouse and bra, and I doubt I could feel a thing if you tried to touch my breasts. But you might get a thrill out of it. No, I don't mind at all. I wouldn't offer if I did. We can keep making out as you touch them. We're both 18, but we never kissed anyone until tonight. We've got some catching up to do. So, maybe start kissing me again, and then let your hands do whatever they want to do. Above my waist, of course. I think I like kissing. It's everything I hoped it would be, and you're so good at it. There's your hands. I guess I can feel them even through this bra, but that's okay. Don't stop now. You're definitely safely on second base now. Just no trying to steal third, okay? I'm not that kind of girl. I'm just a girl that likes kissing and having her breast touch, okay? I'm glad the cockpit is so big. Not that I wouldn't mind being nice and cozy with you. It was made for a pilot and a gunner, but it works very well for a boy and his date. Your mech is bigger than most, so the cockpit's bigger too. I'll bet we could even lie down in here. Sorry, that's so scandalous. I didn't mean that we should. It's okay if we kiss and you grope my chest while we're sitting up, but if we were lying down, well, it would be almost as bad as if we were doing, well, you know, a home run. Or is that third base? But if that were third base, what would a home run be? Sorry, it's a little hard to concentrate right now. It's getting so warm for this time of night, but I remember now. Going all the way is a home run, and touching below the waist is third base. Nowhere below the waist, though. That's a special place. You want to touch my special place, don't you? I wasn't even sure you'd want to kiss me. We've been friends for so long, But you invited me out on your first ride with your mecha, and you kissed me. And now you're squeezing my breasts, too. If you maybe wanted to touch me in that special place, I guess it would be rude of me not to let you. It's not like Bobby Joe hasn't let all kinds of boys get to third base with her. Half the football team, if the rumors are true. If I let just one boy do that to me, I'll still be a nun in comparison. Just keep one hand on my breast, but I'll take the other one and bring it down to the bottom of my skirt. I wouldn't trust any other boy in the entire world with his hand there other than you. Definitely wouldn't slowly part my legs either and let them bring your hand up higher. That's my thigh. It's okay to touch it gently though, like with my breasts. You can follow it up further if you want. Those are my panties. You've officially made it to third base now, and I'm officially mortified at how far I'd let you go on our first date, but what if this is our only date, and this is the only chance I have to thank you for such a nice evening? Here, let me move your fingers over my panties. You might be able to feel something under it. It's okay if the panties are in the way. It's not like I'm naked under there or you're touching it directly. I think you can get a pretty good idea for what it feels like, though. I can even press your finger against your right here and have it push my panties into me just a little. Then run it up and down the opening you can feel there. Would you think me a bad girl if I said I was thinking some very unladylike things right now? Or even worse, thinking of doing some extremely unladylike things. Things that a girl should only do with her husband. Like a home run. It's not like you're that far from scoring right now, anyway. You're practically stealing home as it is. You know, theoretically, we might get married someday. We have known each other for most of our lives. We're practically childhood sweethearts. It's not like I wouldn't be happy with a man like you for a husband. If we were going to get married someday, or even if it was extremely likely, then it wouldn't be all that wrong to have sex now. That makes sense, right? Good. Then grab onto my panties and pull them off. Gently, though. They're my best pair. I bought them just for tonight. Pull them down my legs, past my bobby socks and saddle shoes. Sorry if they're a little wet, but that's your fault. Put them on the control panel so we don't lose them or anything. No, don't worry. It's dark outside. We've just got the moon and the stars and the lights from the city. Oh, and some of those shooting stars. You can probably barely see me as I lay back down on the seat here, or as I pull up my poodle skirt for you. I shouldn't look. I know I shouldn't, even though it is dark. Shouldn't watch you undo your belt and unbutton your pants. It's so unladylike, but I can't really see much, so what's the harm? Oh, I think I could see it even in the dark. If I could see it a little better, I think I might be scared. But I don't think it's possible to be frightened when you're with me. You always make me feel so comfortable and protected, even when you're getting in between my legs like that. I should be keeping my knees pressed firmly together like a good girl, but with you, I just want to move them further apart. You're touching it now. Not with your fingers, but with your cock. Pardon my language, please. It's a good thing it's dark in here. You'd see me blushing and trembling a little. Yes, I am scared and a lot excited. I definitely want to do this, especially if there's a reasonable chance we'll get married someday. Then it's all okay. There. You're about to slide into home base. Gently, please. Gently as you control your mecha, I'm far more delicate than this machine, but I want to mean as much to you. Now, Do it. I'm ready to make love. You're safe at home now. Safely inside of me. I'm officially a bad girl now, but this feels so right. If you seriously consider marrying me in the future to redeem my lost virtue, please, I'm ruined for any other man now. Now that I feel ruined, I feel more complete than I ever have. But you're barely moving. It's okay. Move faster. I want to make you feel good. If you feel good, then I will too, so move it. Make love to me. Please. Like that. Always like that. Forever like that. We fit together better than any two parts in your mecha, and I'm far more fun to be inside. As much as you love her, you love what we're doing even more, don't you? Every bit as much as I do. We have to go steady after this, you know that, right? Nothing really has to change. I'll still bait for you, and things like that. We'll just have sex sometimes on special occasions. Like your birthday, or mine, or maybe special dates, but only ones cheeseburgers and chocolate malts that we share with two straws. You're making me feel so good. I think I'm gonna have, what's the word? Orgasm. I feel worse about knowing the word than I do that you're about to give me one. What we're doing can't possibly be wrong, though. It feels too perfect. Make me feel even more perfect. Make me have an orgasm, and you can have an orgasm in me. I want you to do it while inside of me. You'll do the right thing even if I get pregnant. I just know you will. We'll get married and have a nice little house with a white picket fence and a giant garage for your mecca and extra bedrooms for all our children, and including the one we might be making right now. I can feel it. You're filling me with your seed and with pleasure. I can't help but orgasm too. Well, now I have my first boyfriend and love her too, all in the same evening. I guess that's very efficient. Just don't get the idea that I'm easy. Even with all those posters of rock and roll singers I have, you're the only boy I really want to do that with. Wait, did you hear that? Thought it was thunder, but it keeps on going on. And flashes of light on the horizon. Let me put on the headset here and see what the radio is talking about. I was right. They're saying it's the Martians. Those explosions there a few days ago, they were ships being fired at us. And those shooting stars we saw earlier, they landed on the other side of town. They're saying giant tripods came out of their ships and they're using ray guns as they approach the city. The army's on the way, but it'll be a while. They're calling all the mecha pilots in the area to assist. Look, the other kids don't even know what to do. They're listening to their radios and asking each other questions. But our city is at stake. Maybe our country or even our entire world. We have to fight back. And you're the only one that can lead them. I just know it. You're a leader like your father. Behind your mecca and behind you, the others will follow. They just need an example. And you'll need a gunner. A reason to keep yourself safe when you fight. I can provide both because I'm not going anywhere. Not tonight and not ever again. Wow. I'm really not going to be home by curfew, am I?